Catherine Austin Fitz, who served as former Assistant Secretary of Housing under the administration of George H.W. Bush, has explained why depopulation may be one of the globalists' foremost goals. "My simple calculations guessed that we were going to achieve economic sustainability on Earth by depopulating down to a population of approximately 500 million people. I was used to looking at numbers from a very high level. To me, we had to have radical change in how we governed resources or depopulate. It was a mathematical result." Fitz noted that some government budget analysts have concluded that the nation can no longer afford social safety nets like Social Security and Medicare. That is, unless you change the actuarial assumptions in the budget, like life expectancy, she said. "Lowering immune systems and increasing toxicity levels, combined with poor food, water, and terrorizing stress, will help do the trick." She envisioned a pandemic that would so frighten the public that they could be controlled and even accept the end of current government benefits. The growing scares over Ebola, E. coli, and the various deadly influenzas may eventually achieve this end. "Some very strange and scary incidents that do not portend well for population growth have been reported. For example, in 2012, Sarah Barron, then a 30-year nursing veteran, witnessed separate incidences of anencephaly, a horrible birth defect in which babies are born missing parts of their brain and skull. Barron had encountered this problem only twice in her career. Now there were two cases within 2 months, and in the same small rural hospital in Washington State. Other such cases were found, and the State Department of Health was notified. They discovered that between January 2010 and January 2013, there were 23 cases of anencephaly in a three-county area. This meant a rate of 8.4 cases per 10,000 live births, 4 times higher than the national average. The puzzle deepened when no cause could be immediately discovered for this tragic condition. Furthermore, there was criticism that not enough was being done to locate a cause. Mothers of these babies said they were never contacted by medical authorities investigating the brainless births. A study of medical records proved fruitless, which did not surprise Dr. Beata Ritz, vice chair of the epidemiology department at the UCLA Fielding School of Public Health. Ritz said such records are notoriously unreliable. She added that state health departments simply do not have the money to conduct in-depth research. Meanwhile, Nurse Barron said, "I think it's very scary. I think there's absolutely something going on that needs to be investigated more thoroughly. I wish they would take it more seriously." In addition to strange diseases and conditions, deadly food additives, contaminated water, and vaccines are all contributing to population reduction, as will be described in the following pages. One must ask if this is simply coincidence or inattention, or if there is a conscious agenda to depopulate the world.